MFA Oil withdrew its rezoning plan because neighbors in the area signed a petition against it. Phoebe Lamar, an attorney for MFA Oil, says it soon became clear the city council wouldn't approve the plan. Lamar says MFA Oil has done a lot to address the concerns of neighboring residents.
MFA's engineers and I all met with the city traffic engineer and other city staff, and there were several traffic improvements that were going to be made if this plan had been put into place.
The Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission approved MFA Oil's plan in September, which prompted the petition. Residents' concerns included everything from traffic congestion to violent crime. Errol Fraze, who lives near the rezoning site and grew up on Rock Quarry Road, says MFA Oil didn't actually respond to neighbors' concerns.
They say they did, but they pretty much just came in and told us what they were going to do. They never really took any advice of what the neighborhood wanted to see happen.
Fraze says he opposed the rezoning because he worries about pedestrian safety.
Unless we have a comprehensive sidewalk plan out there or some way of connecting that foot traffic all throughout, you know, I'm kind of dismayed that the city would even consider it.
MFA Oil spokesperson Tom May says the company won't give up on this store.
There's no convenience stores, gas station services along that stretch of grindstone from Providence all the way to 63 Highway, so there's a definite need for services, and sooner or later that will happen.
May says MFA Oil will regroup and find new solutions to residents' concerns. Katarina Sestara, KBIA News.